Praise God. We're going to the book of Mark today. And it's sort of on the same little thought that you hear me talking about right now, amen, about what's going on, and but things more than that, spiritually, I feel in the Holy Ghost today. I have felt such peace this morning in the presence of the Almighty God. I'm telling you, God is up to something when we look up to Him. Amen. God will do what you can't do, and God will work in places for you individually. Amen. If you would just look to Him. Amen. The book of Mark, the 9th chapter, verse 14 through 29 is where I want to read this morning. Thank you for turning with us in the Word. Amen. The Scripture says in Mark, the 9th chapter, 9:14, and when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, which when they beheld him were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? He knew that they were doing up to something. The world's always questioning. You see, they're questioning. They're not wanting to answer. They're just wanting a disturbance. They want to stop some things. They were questioning not to get an answer, but they were disrupting some things. And so, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him and foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you or allow you? Bring him to me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came upon him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it had cast him into the fire, into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. 26, and the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming to his house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and by fasting. Are you thankful that God still has power? But we got to be tapping into it. Amen. God has power for his church today and for his people. Amen. Would you pray with me today? Lord, would you help us in this service? Thank you for the goodness of your word, the way that you speak to us, Lord. I ask your blessings, God. I thank you for your power. We thank you for your glory today. And we give you praise and honor in your name, Jesus. Bless this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. God bless you for reading the word with me and open your Bibles. My, amen. We find on the scene, in this scene and the passage of scripture, that Jesus sees a multitude coming together, but there in the midst of the multitude, we find the disciples were kind of in the middle of it, and they were embarrassed because they could not cast out a spirit. And then they were being ridiculed by the questioning of what's called the scribes, the religious sect, a religious group of people that were there. I want to tell you, there will always be in the crowd, amen, there will always be those that would like to stir up and question some things. And here, the father's under pressure because he's brought his child to Jesus or to bring that child to be delivered. His son, he had watched him tormented for many years. The son was helpless. The father was helpless. But the crowd was pressing in. Confusion was there. Debate and mockery. And every eye was on the disciple saying, what can you do now? I thought you had power. I thought you had the ability. And the scribes began to press on them. Let me just say this. The scribes were always the enemies of Jesus Christ. They always pressed on him. And they always tried to find a weakness in Jesus. A weakness in the way of God. And but all this full court pressure. Have you ever heard of full court pressure? Amen. Full court pressure. I heard about it all my life. I never played sports other than playing backyard sports or at, just getting together with the team. But I've always heard that term, full court pressure. What does full court pressure mean, somebody? Anybody knows what? Brother Neil, go ahead. When they're playing basketball, that means when you're going towards your goal, all the other team is so much against you, and they're putting pressure on you. You can't even get the ball through. You can't even get it near the shooting range. They're pressing you. Amen. And it seemed at this moment that the disciples, amen, felt the full court pressure. Have you ever been in that place where pressure surmounted in your life? You felt like, oh God, here am I. I can't even dribble this ball good because everything I do, they want to steal my ball. They want to steal my advantage. They want to steal my opportunity. Have you ever been there before in your faith? You felt pressure from everything around you. Amen. Come on, is there anybody else beside me? We're living in an hour, amen, where pressure seems to be very much, amen, applied in our generation. Amen. Pressure to see exactly what is your God going to do for you. Amen. Do you really believe this precious book? Do you really believe the things of God to be the things of God? You say this is your belief. Amen. But friend, pressure many times will disprove as well as prove. How many found that to be true? Here the full court pressure was on the disciples, and Jesus comes right on time. Are you thinking that Jesus always shows up seasonably? Right on time. I'm telling you, amen, I love the way that Jesus comes aboard. I love the way that Jesus comes through. Amen. Have you ever been through a dry season of your life? Amen. Where it seems, God, where are you? And you thought, whoa, it's going to be right here. You sought for God here. And you thought, whoa, I'm going to get it here. And you didn't get it. Amen. There's been times, even as a pastor, amen, I've gone through situations that I thought, surely, amen, this is going to happen. You can't make God do anything. You can't manipulate or move the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've seen preachers get up here and thought, well, we're going to sing it down. We're going to shout a little bit. Everybody run the aisle. And we get it moving. And I want to tell you, you can't get it to degenerate like that. It's going to take the leading of the Holy Ghost. How many found that to be true? Amen. We get up here. We could do the calisthenics. We could clap our hands. We get somebody beating on a drum. Somebody playing, amen, a fast. But it's not going to do it. You can have dance in your step, but if they're not in the Holy Ghost, what good is it? The disciples were under full court pressure now, but Jesus showed up. Let me say this. Amen. There's been time just like that. Amen. I thought, oh God, where are you? But in my desperation, I love the way the Lord surprises me. I love the way the Lord shows up just on time. Amen. Just at the right moment. Amen. I can remember just recently, amen, going through something, and I mean, I was under the pressure of the moment. Amen. Demands were great, things were happening, and I thought, God, I need something. Amen. Oh, I need to feel your touch. I need to get beyond the veil. I had prayed. Amen. But it felt like my prayers were just hammering against a brick wall. I felt everything was against me. Amen. And everywhere I looked, amen, another problem, another situation. You had those days too. And you've had those seasons too. Amen. But then I remember, amen, I finally got somewhere. Amen. And I had some time just to sit. In fact, I was in a waiting room, amen, waiting on an oil change of a vehicle. And I didn't want to listen to this thing right above my head where this man is trying to explain how to remodel a house. I didn't want to listen into the conversation of two ladies talking about their dog. Amen. I didn't want to look at the magazines around me because they were not interested to me. And so I sat there and I thought, what can I do? I need something. I put my earbuds in and I turned on my phone and I just said, God, I need something today. I need something from you. And friend, I just put it on Pandora, amen, which is a music app. And all of a sudden I hit play. And normally it play, it's pretty predictable what I like. But this day there was an old song that came about. And it says, Jesus pilots my ship. I won't sail the stormy seas no more as long as Jesus pilots my ship. And it kept on playing. And normally at the end of the song, it would end and another song replace. And it would be a new song. Would you know they played that song twice back to back that day? And I'm telling you, I sat in that place and the presence of the Lord was so strong. By the time it got to the end, I thought, oh no, no. So I began to search and I found the song for myself. I listened to that. And the sweet Spirit of God began to flood my soul. Are you thankful for those days that God is right on time? Amen. In fact, today I feel God is on time in this place. Amen. Oh, he has exactly what you need. Amen. He is exactly, amen, how you need it in the way that you need today. Amen. Oh, it would be okay right now for you to just close your eyes and lift your hands and say, God, give me what you got for me today. I come to receive what you have for me in this world of pressure, in this time of need, Lord. I want to get what you have for my soul, Lord, today. Hallelujah. Come on, would you just reach up to him and love him? Lord, I love you. I love you. Lift your voice and tell him, Lord, I love you and I need you. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's on time. I'm telling somebody today. The disciples were under pressure at this moment because they could not cast out a helper, give an answer to this poor man's desperation because the little boy was having these fits and they were demonic activities and it was a bad situation. And the scribes were pressing them, the crowd was pressuring them, and Jesus shows up. And Jesus said, what's the deal? And a man steps up and he said, I brought my son to your disciples and they could not cast him out. And Jesus looked and said, well, tell me about it. And the man begins to say, from a child, this has come over him to where it causes him to have convulsions in such a way that he begins to foam at the mouth and he starts tearing and thrashing. And it's such a bad deal that oftentimes it happens not where we predict. It has thrown him in the fire. It's thrown him in the water. We love our child. We've had to dig him out of the fire, and he's got scars. We had to get him out of the water where he was supposed to drown because of these fits. And I'm thankful today that Jesus has the power for our fits. He is a fix for our situations that begin to happen that are out of our control. And I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost this morning, God has exactly what you need. Amen, that will fit the situation that wants to cause you to have a fit on the inside. Have you ever had that moment? We got desperate. Amen, under pressure, people do crazy things, don't we? I'm telling you, speaking to myself as well. Amen, under pressure, things begin to happen. Have you ever been in the pressure cooker of life? Have you ever had everything coming against you? And you thought, what about it? And pretty soon you start doing things crazy. I mean, it starts plaguing your brain. That's in this case. But Jesus was on the scene. Jesus casted out the spirit. And guess what happened? The little fellow, I mean, he was like he was dead. And somebody from the crowd said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. I want to talk about that pressure today. All kind of pressures that come in our life. Right now, We're in a generation that the world is looking at us and saying, what is the people that believe in the Bible principles, what are they going to do now? What are we going to do now in our world? Things are happening so amongst us, around us right now. It looks like every time we poke our head up to try to stand, something knocks our footing out from underneath us. What are we going to do? I want to tell somebody that in the midst of all the different pressures of life, we have a God who's still on the scene. God hadn't lost it, friend. Jesus told the man, if thou can believest, all things are possible. Amen. He said, I'm telling you, if you could believe. And the man admitted something. He said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. I want to tell somebody, pressure sometimes will expose unbelief, but it also gives us a chance to cry out in faith and say, God, help me. Amen. Are you thankful that God still answers the cry of help? Amen. Even when I don't know how, I don't know how to put it in words, all I could say is, God, help. I need an answer. Somebody in this house today, how many needs an answer from heaven? Amen. You really, really, really need an answer today. I come to just assure you the answer's here. God is wanting to answer your prayer. Well, it's amazing. Sometimes pressure will make things look worse before they get better. But Jesus still has the last word, doesn't he? Amen. You know, Solomon in 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter, verses 16 through 28, there were two mothers that brought before the throne of Solomon, the great wise king. These two mothers, at one time, each one of them had a baby. But one of these mothers carelessly rolled on her child and smothered it in the middle of the sleep. And she stole the other mother's baby. Now there's two mamas and one baby, and both of them said, that's my baby. And I love the way Solomon does it. Oh, it seems harsh. Sometimes the pressure of the sword can make a lot of difference, doesn't it? And what did Solomon say? Bring me my sword. Here, bro. I love the way Solomon did this. Here's this two ladies, and one of them's clutching a baby, said, it's my baby. And the other one said, no, sir, that's my baby. No, it's my baby. Look at him. He looks like me. It's my baby. I want to tell you, there's a real, and there's those that begin to proclaim it's real. Amen. The real, amen, God sees. Somebody say amen. And guess what? Under the pressure of the moment, Solomon said, bring me my sword. I want to tell you, the sword will always work. The word of God will always work, amen, in situations and confusions. I love this part here. As a boy, I remember the picture very vividly of King Solomon. There's two women standing before him. And he takes the baby by the hind leg. And somebody says, oh, you're going to hurt that baby. I'm going to tell you, Solomon knew what he was doing. And in one hand, he had that big old sword. And the other hand, he had that baby. And he said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to slice this baby right in half. And I'll give you, this lady, I'll give you one half. And this lady, I'll give you the other half. When Solomon reared back that sword just at that moment, all of a sudden the mama said, no. No, 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 no. Give her the baby. Isn't it amazing that the truth will always come out with the sword? Thank you, brother. The word of God will always bring out the appropriate and the right way. Hallelujah. You see, the real mama's going to say, I want the baby to live. But the other one was content with just dividing it up. That's just like our world. They're ready to divide and dice things up. But are you thankful today that the word, amen, oh, the pressure of the word of God will always prove you in the midst of the pressure cooker of life. Amen. Oh, I want to tell you, King Solomon knew the answer that day. And he said, this is the real mama. This is the real one here that said, give it to her if you're going to do that. Amen. Because of that motherly nature. Solomon sensed that and he gave that baby to that mama. I want to tell somebody today in the house of the Lord, amen, God will always stand with his word. Amen, the grass is going to wither. The flower's going to fade, but the word of God is going to stand forever. God will back up his word when we use his word and stand with his word. Go ahead and give God a praise today. You can't separate God from his word. You know, the inside here, under pressure, the false mother was exposed and the true mother was revealed. Sin will be exposed and truth will always be revealed. Amen. Light always begins to work. You see, truth, thy word, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Isn't it amazing that you turn the light on in the house and when your lights start to get dim, your eyes, I mean, you can't see anymore. You can't see how, I mean, those figurines get a little bit dusty. That little shelf gets dusty. And you get somebody come over that has good eyesight and good light system. They start saying, Grandma, let me help you out. And Grandma, I want to dust for you today. And what they're saying is, Grandma would never let this stuff get dusty. And when I was a kid, Grandma never would let that get dusty. But Grandma really can't see the dust today because her eyes are getting dim. And friend, I don't want to ever get to the place that my spiritual sight becomes dim. You may be at that place where your eyes may be dim physically, but don't ever let your spiritual perception become dim. Don't ever let your faith in God become dim. Don't ever let the light become dim. Oh God, if there's anything we need in this hour, we need the light of the word to be bright and shining in our life, even in our old age and the time of pressure. Let the light from the word of God be shining in our hearts. So King Solomon, he didn't use the sword to destroy, but to discern. He used the sword to discern. And pressure revealed what love and words could not reveal. Sometimes God allows pressure to come our way. No, there's many different types of pressure that we have. And if we think about it, air pressure. It's invisible, but it's always pressing in it. Brother Zach told me the other day, he said, Brother Crosswhite, your rear driver tire is really low. 17 pounds of pressure in pounds per square inch. We put an air compressor to it. We got it going. And man, it felt a lot better. It wasn't squealing when I was going around the curves. And air pressure, you got to have it. You know also that there's a vacuum pressure. There's something about it whenever these tall skyscrapers that in the middle of the place, after a while, they get old. The pipes are bad. The electricity's bad. The structure gets bad. And it's a skyscraper, and they got to do something with it. And so what they do, they use a system called implosion. Implosion. You ever seen a can or a water bottle? You take that water bottle, you squeeze the air out of it. What happens to it? It starts crumbling. You ever put the lid on it, and that once water bottle this big around becomes hardly nothing because you imploded it. You took the air out of it. And I want to tell you, amen, there are times that things will begin to put the pressure from the outside. But Ren, you got to have more pressure on the inside to withstand the pressure on the outside. Are you thankful that I don't have it, but he has it? The scripture says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You ever been pressured by the enemy? Have you ever been pressured by the enemy? And you thought, man, I don't have it. But all of a sudden you felt something that you knew it wasn't you. It was God in you. Amen. When you look to your maker, God will always be available. You are a limited human being. Look at your neighbor and say, you're a human. You are a human being. You can only handle so much pressure. That's the reason why, amen, you need the almighty power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, because there's power in the Holy Ghost. Amen, to help you stand when everything else is bowing. Amen, are you thankful for the pressure? There's another pressure we're familiar with called oil pressure. Without it, the engine begins to seize up. The engine in your vehicle needs oil, or else it will seize up. You got to maintain oil pressure. I want to tell you, there's some times we get all seized up. There's some times we get all locked up. And our view gets to the place that we think, oh, I can't see a way out. I feel like just throwing in the towel. I feel like there's no help. There's no help at all. Amen. But oh, friend, I'm thankful for the oil of the Holy Ghost. How God starts getting things working again. How God gets things unseized and locked up in my life. Amen. I'm telling somebody in the Holy Ghost today, amen, regardless of the pressures that come around you, God is still God and God is able to help you out. Amen. Even when the pressure's mounting and all the different stages set and you feel like you're the one on the table or you're the one on the stage and the whole world is looking at you and saying, now what are you going to do? I want to tell you, I have a God who will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He is there with you. The next pressure, peer pressure. Peer pressure is real. I said peer pressure is real. I had people say, if I was you, but you're not me. I would. Have you ever heard people that always wants to call the shots for everybody else but themselves? Well, they're good at telling everybody else what to do, but they don't do things themselves. I've been around people that always had the answer for everybody else. And they would come to them, you need it. You know, they'll point their finger and poke them with their finger. You need to take peer pressure. And I utilized this in the jail the other day, Brother Carpet would tell you. Can you imagine all these wildebeests? You know what a wildebeest is? It's one of those African animals. Can you imagine a whole herd of them? I mean, thousands of them begin to travel at a certain time of the season. They start migrating for the rainy areas. It's getting dry where they're at, and they start thousands and thousands and thousands starts migrating. All of them move in the succession. And they tell you, you can spot it almost even way up in the sky, the dust and all these beasts moving. But somebody said, it was a group of wildebeest that was moving like that, that they came to a certain place that the land had a high elevation. But instead of going around, they took the high road. And when they got the people that was in the front of the flock or the mass, they got there, it was the edge of a horrible cliff, a cliff that was there. And these wildebeests, being pressured by those that were stepping from behind and pushing, they started falling off the cliff. Peer pressure would do that to you. Have you ever been to that place where you were encroached and expected to make a decision that you wasn't comfortable making? And people were encroaching you. You was on the edge and you thought, I have nowhere else to go. It reminds me of 9-1-1, amen, when the towers were attacked, how people were in the tall towers that day and they were leaning out of the windows and finally they jumped out. Oh, friend, I want to tell you, amen, oh, amen, jumping out and throwing the towel in is not the answer today. God will make a way of escape when there seems not to be a way. I'm thankful today my God always comes through. Would you help me today preach and look at somebody and say, God will come through. Look at somebody else and tell them the same thing. God will come through. When you're tempted and you're in a situation where the crowd is behind you and you feel there's no way out but to fall to temptation. Remember the word of God. What did Solomon do under pressure? He went and got the sword. Always use the sword. Remember the scripture. In every temptation. Somebody say every temptation. In every temptation, God makes a way of escape. Always get the word. When you're at that place where you're tempted, you're pushed, and you're pressured, stop and say, God, there's a way of escape. I can't use my mind right now. God, I am pressured even in my thoughts. My brain, Lord God, I can't even reason. I can't even rationalize. You've been there before? I'll tell you, anxiety is a real thing. Depression is a real thing. But I'm glad that in the middle even of depression right now, in my distress, the man of God said, the psalmist said, in my distress, I cried to the Lord and he heard me out of his holy hill. I'm talking to somebody today that God can help you in your anxiety, distress, and your problems right now. Amen. But we got to look to him. We got to reach to him. Amen. He still makes a way when there seemeth not to be a way. He's still God. He's still on the throne, somebody. Amen. Even when the pressure's there. What about economic pressure? Man. Bills. Economic pressure. What am I going to do? Brother Corbett has quoted many times, and if I heard it, I want to borrow what you quote. He quotes from a quote. Now that's okay. I'm going to quote from his quote and the quote that he quoted. Tony Evans made a statement on the radio. And he said this, he said, I'm preaching to people, he said, that have living in stolen houses, driving stolen cars, wearing stolen clothes. And he's telling people in the jail this. It's funny. Thieves and stuff. But he said, you know what he was preaching to? He was telling them, he said, the reason why you're driving stolen cars, stolen houses, wearing stolen clothes, he said, because you're robbing God. You're not paying your tithes. I want to just tell you, when you're in economic pressure, and you have given to God, you have tithed and taken care of the things of God, guess what? God's going to help you. God will make a way. Amen. God will help. Sometimes it's good to get economic pressure to give me good sense, to stop and evaluate. I mean, I can't keep going to McDonald's when I don't have the money. I hope you don't go to McDonald's all the time. I can't keep eating T-bones when I live on a baloney budget. Well, baloney today is almost as expensive as a T-bone. Somebody say amen. But economic pressure sometimes gets us to step back and look at our habits. But you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes God will put you to a test that you could see that his word will come through when you obey. Thus said his word. Are you thankful God proves himself? How many's had God bless you before financially? Have you? How many's had God help you right on time? Amen. You didn't know how. You didn't know when. You were in a predicament. You began to pray. And God answered in his beautiful manner. Amen. Can I see a hand of somebody? Amen. See, we got some people here to testify that God is a keeper of his word. God will take care of his word when you take care of it. You take care of the word. God's going to take care of his word. Praise God. Other economic pressure. What about pain pressure? Well, you know, last Sunday, we had Brother Holland here. Brother Townley showed up. Man, we had great service. In between service Sunday, we took these great men and Sister Townley to eat. And I was getting out of the car. When I got out of the car to stand up, my ankle kind of popped, but I didn't think much about it. I mean, I start walking, and the more I walked, the more it hurt. I got back to the church, I was in pain. Sunday night, I was in pain. Monday, I was in pain. Tuesday, I was in pain. And I realized what it was. Have you ever had gout? Oh, I hope you do without gout. Gout is terrible. I had gout so bad, nothing helps it. Cover, pain. And when you're in pain, the pressure of pain will cause you to be snappy. Pain will cause you to, you can't get along with yourself, much less anybody else. Pain pressure. Have you ever had a heart that was hurting? You was in a place inside of you of pressure, not just a physical pain, but an emotional pain. Have you ever had your spirit, you was going through something and somebody tried to help you or talk to you, and before you know it, you were saying things you didn't want to say. You were snapping at somebody. You raised your voice and later on you thought, that's not really my intention. I said something, I can't swallow it back and take it back. Pain pressure will cause people to say things, do things. Have you been hurt by somebody? Have you ever been wounded? Have you ever been backstabbed? Have you ever been cheated out of something? Have you ever been pressured in life that you wanted to put in reverse and run right over them?
Come on, I'm looking at humans. I know
know it happens to me. If it happens to me, it's bound to happen to you. But there in my pressure, where physical emotion, mental grind is there, I think, well, I have a God who will help me out when I still don't know what to do, how to say it. Amen. I'm glad that my God helps idiots, doesn't you? Amen. Even when we say things that are out of order, when we do things that are inappropriate. Amen. Even when we make mistakes and blunders because of the pain pressure. Are you thankful today that we have a God that in the midst of pressure who shows up right on time? Amen. I believe that we're humans in this place, but we have a God who understands and who reaches down and helps us and lifts. Oh, he don't just justify the sin, but he don't justify you just sinning and licensing your sin, but he has grace to help you in the time of need. Amen. Lift your hands and thank the Lord today that he is there in the midst of pains, pressures. Hallelujah. In the time of trouble, you will hide us in the pavilion. Hide us in the shelter of your rock and your hand, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Life pressures, anxieties, frustrations, uncertainties begin to push a man and a woman. Pressure is always, and we say it's unavoidable. But where you are built determines if you will collapse or stand. Remember in the word of the Lord, Matthew, the 7th chapter, there was a house on the sand that collapsed. It's because its foundation was on the sand and it crumbled under the storm's pressure. But the house on the rock stood, and never before till the other day, Brother Corbett would tell you, never seen this, never thought about this till I got to talking about it. Do you know the wise men and the foolish men? I believe they were in our houses. And I believe that the foolish man perished with his house because it was wiped away. But I believe the wise man lived. When we live on the rock, we'll live through the storm. I want to tell somebody today, God will give you victory in the midst of pressures. Amen. The difference is not the absence of pressure, but the foundation here. God has an answer to the pressure today. The thief wants to destroy you. The scribes and the Pharisees that came against Jesus, they were there to destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you may have life and it more abundantly. God's not here today to see you knocked over the edge. God don't want to see you go to your demise. Amen. Pressure is real, but we're in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. God just don't want you to survive, but God wants you to thrive and live on his rock and know his power. So today, our world is in desperate need. They're looking at people that believe in the word of God. What are you going to do now? What's going to happen to your life now? The pressures from every direction. Said, what are y'all going to do now? I want to tell somebody, I'm going to stay standing on the rock of ages. Pressure may reveal weakness, but it also opens the door for faith to rise up and for the people of God to make a stand. Pressure may expose the false, but it also proves the genuine. Amen. Pressure may take, amen, may look like a defeat, but are you thankful that Jesus will always lift you up into victory? Under pressure, God just don't keep you standing. He causes you to rise a little higher. Amen. He picks you up, amen, and places you on a solid rock. He establishes your going. Amen. Are you thankful today that God will give to you what you can't give for yourself or get for yourself when you stick with him and believe him and trust him? Amen. Peter, James, and John that day when they couldn't cast out this spirit, could have walked away, Brother Neil, and said, oh well, it's not worth it. Proverbially, I'm throwing in the towel. I quit. Hang on. It was on the day of Pentecost that they were there. I want to tell you, they believed in Jesus Christ so much that they obeyed his words. Peter denied the Lord. Man, he ran off and he denied the Lord. But Or are you thankful that he found his way back even to the place where God could do some work with him? There in the upper room was found these people that were gathered together, and God filled them with the power of his Spirit. Think with me. God empowered them. Jesus said, no longer I'm going to be with you, but I'm going to live in you. Amen. Peter, James, and John, and the disciples that were walking with Jesus that day that could not cast out those demonic spirits, there came a time in their life that God gave them power over the spirits that came against them. I'm going to tell you, he will empower the church, even right on time. Amen. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. I have a God who supplies the weaponry, but I have a God, amen, who supplies the power. Amen. Hallelujah. You ought to thank God today that he's for you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. Lift your hands, clap your hands, lift your voice, do something today to give God the praise. He's on your side. Amen. God is for you. Amen. God stands with you. God has your back. God has your future. God is beside you. He's with you. He's in you. Amen. Great is the Lord, and he's greatly to be praised today. Hallelujah. Stand. Please stand with us. Hallelujah. Pressures. Sometimes pressure will help you get across things. You heard me. I probably told you this. Something a little funny, but it fits. There's a rich, rich, rich man that had a big old swimming pool, big mansion. He invited some friends that worked for him, and he said, this swimming pool, he said, is full of piranhas and crocodiles. And he said, I have put 25 crocodiles in this Olympic-sized swimming pool, and I have put 1,000 piranhas. And he said, but I want to make a challenge to you. The man who swims across it, the person who swims across this, I'm going to give this whole estate. You're going to have everything here in this facility. This house will be yours, this mansion yours. This 36 acres will be yours. Every vehicle that I have in the garage will be yours. And as a bonus, I'm going to give you $5 million in the bank if you could just swim across this pool, the first man who swims across it. Pressure we're talking about. Well, all of a sudden, before he knew it, pow, here comes a man swimming. Before you know it, he got across the pool. And Brother Brent, the guy said, congratulations. I didn't think anybody would do this. The guy said, I didn't think anybody would do it either, but I want to know who pushed me in. Sometimes in life, amen, we get pushed into things, don't we? But you're thankful that God will help you make it across. I feel the goodness of the Lord. You know what I feel today? Amen. I just want to say this. I preached this years ago about, amen, the Bible says, rejoice not against me, O my enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise. You know what? You know, that's an assurance policy that God has given the church. Micah, the 7th chapter, I think verse 8, rejoice not against me, O my enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise. I got to bounce back. Insurance policy that if I fall, I'm getting back up. I'm not going to be defeated. There it is, Micah 7 and 8. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. That's talking about future tense. And you know what he's telling the enemy? Ha ha, devil. If you knock me down, I'm getting right back up. When I sit in darkness, when you knock my lights out, God's going to be the light for me. I want to tell somebody, you need to say, ha ha, devil, I got an assurance. Amen. I got an insurance plan today that my God, amen, is my victor. My God is my joy. My God is my answer. Amen. In the midst of all the pressures of life, amen, when everybody's pushing against you and you feel like you're on the ledge, hang on, friend. I got a God that will step with you Amen. If he could depart, he could part the waters of the Red Sea. Amen. When all the world's pressing against you and everything is coming against you, hang on, friend. I have a God that still is on the throne. Amen. A God who's still for his people. Amen. Who still has your name written in the palm of his hands. Sister Donna, what's your full name? Written in the palm of his hand is a Donna Pearl Allison. Donna Pearl Lamb Allison, right? Donna Pearl Lamb Allison. Donna Pearl in the palm of his hand. You know what that means? Amen. God's got you right there. Amen. You know, and if it's in his hand, that means, amen, every time he reaches to you to help you, he knows that you belong to him. You will have assurance today that God's got it. Amen. God's got it. I know your name, Nina Grace. Nina Grace Dillon. In the palm of his hand. The palm of his hand. God has your name. In grace. My, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost for somebody right now. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to Jesus. My. Amen. Sister Kirsten, go ahead. Whatever you feel. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe somebody needs to come to the front. Just move to the forward real quick. Amen. To the front of the building. I feel something of the Holy Ghost today. God has something he wants to put on you. Amen. God has something he wants to put in you, and God wants to put something before you today, amen, to help your goings, to help your life. Amen. God wants to open your hood today. Amen. And God wants to pour something inside of your engine. Amen. A holy oil. Amen. To keep you clicking and ticking down life's road. Amen. I feel the goodness of the Lord, the grace of God flowing. Amen. Somebody that's been feeling seized up. Amen. You've been feeling pushed and pressured. Amen. Oh, things are not going your way. Amen. Things are coming against you. Amen. I feel the grace and the power of the Lord. Lift up your eyes, son of God. Amen. Lift up your heart. Lift your hands and worship the Lord. Amen. Let God do something right now in this house for you.
If there's anybody here who's found him faithful, anybody here who knows he's able, say amen.
Believe him today.
If there's anybody here who's seen his power, anybody here brought through the fire, say amen. Anybody here found joy in the midst of sorrow, peace in the storm, hope for tomorrow, and you've seen it time and time again, just say amen. If there's anybody here who's found him faithful, anybody.
Hallelujah. If you know somebody's been going through something, won't you slip up next to them and just put your arm around them if it's appropriate. Pray with them and help the Lord. Amen. Be there to step with them before the Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, he's here today to help you.
If there's anybody here who's found him faithful, anybody here who
you got an assurance policy. He will never fail you. Rejoice not against me, enemy. Ha ha, devil, you can't have me.
Anybody here who's seen his power,
you're still a loser, devil.
The fire, say amen. Anybody here found joy in the midst of sorrow, peace in the storm, hope for tomorrow, and you've seen it time and time again,
just say amen.
If there's anybody here who's found him faithful, anybody here who knows he's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen his power, anybody here brought through the fire, say amen.
He's faithful, saint.
Storm, hope for tomorrow, and you've seen it time and time again. Just say amen. We're all on a journey, and we're called to walk by faith. There will always be the mountains or valleys in our way. But right here in this moment, may our strength be renewed as we recall what God has done and how we've seen Him move. If there's anybody here who's found Him faithful, anybody here who knows He's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen His power, anybody here brought through the fire, say amen. Anybody here found joy in the midst of sorrow, peace in the storm, hope for tomorrow, and you've seen it time and time again.
Hallelujah. Doesn't it feel good to feel good? The world don't want you to feel good. They think feel good is something that is false, sinful, lustful, carnal. But I'm thankful for the feel good in God. It feels good to feel good in God, doesn't it? Amen. It feels good to feel good in God. To watch how God unfolds things. Amen. Condemnation wants you to feel bad about feeling good in God. Never thought about that, but that's about it, isn't it? You know what I want you to do? I want you this week, amen, to just put it in your life and say, God, I'm going to enjoy feeling good in your presence. I'm going to enjoy the feeling good of feeling good, amen, and living my life thriving. Because the devil wants to condemn you and tell you, you don't deserve this. The devil wants to tell every one of us, you remember all what you did? How dare you do that? How? I know he's a master of lying and condemnation, but I'm glad that my God is a God of truth, stability, and glory, and he is the good that I need to feel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, today. Lord, be with your great people today, God. I believe you, Lord, for what you've spoken to us today. You have so much for these people, God. You're ready to strengthen us. You're ready to fill us. You're ready to give us souls, God. You have promised that over and over, and we thank you for that. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Let's go to heaven. How? Amen. God bless you today. Have a great meal today and great time. We'll see you this evening. Amen. In evening time, worship. God bless you in Jesus' name.